it poured rain the entire time. And I did once take a, I think it was a 3-week tour of the continent, where it was one of those 9 countries in 21 day tours where you don't see very much of anything. We went to Germany and Switzerland and Italy and France. But I know virtually nothing at all about Europe. It's England that I really could say more about.
You've been doing that how long?
Pardon?
You've been going over there how long?
Well, the first time I went was in 67. Now, I haven't quite made it every summer, but I almost have, so I would say I've been about 10 times.
Does it get boring?
No, it really doesn't. And I go back to a lot of the same places every time, too.
Is there one particular place or two?
Well, York is my favorite city in England. This is possibly because some of my ancestors are from York, I'm not sure, but I'm interested in that sort of thing. Well, they're not actually from York itself, they're from about 20 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
But I have roots there.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, as an Episcopalian, I like England because every time you turn around, you run into an Anglican church, virtually, and I find that a very comfortable feeling. And of course, the church music is great over there. All the boy choirs are really superb. And the cathedrals are really magnificent, the medieval ones. And I'm interested in English literature and history, and so that's another tie I have with England.
Well, tell me about your parents. Was your mother born here?
Yes, my mother was born in Atlanta. They lived on Hill Street, which is in the southeast part of Atlanta, which at that time was a very good middle-class section. Although it's now a very run-down section. In fact, the house where they lived has recently been condemned and torn down by the city. In terms of education, she went to what was then called commercial high school because it was necessary. There were 4 children in the family, and it was necessary for her to go to work fairly soon. It was the equivalent of a high school degree, but in terms of years, it was only through the 10th grade. She always felt very self-conscious about not actually having gone through 12 grades of school, but she read widely, and she was really a person of greater education than 10 grades of school would indicate. She did work from time to time. Most of her life she was a housewife, and she never worked after I was born, but she had various clerical jobs, bookkeeping sorts of jobs. She typed very well.
What about your father?
My father was also born in Atlanta. They lived in various parts of the city, also on the south side of town. I know they had one house on Gillette Street, and I can't think of locations of others, but they always did live in Atlanta. He went to Old Tech High School, which was located where Grady High School is now. And then he went on to college at Georgia Tech. He actually didn't complete his degree at Georgia Tech. He went 3 years, and then his father, my grandfather, offered him a choice of finishing his senior year at Tech or taking a trip to New York. And my father understandably decided he would go to New York. He didn't like it, but anyway, that's what he did instead of finishing at Tech. But he did work as an engineer. He worked as an electrical engineer for Westinghouse for most of his life. During the Depression and when times were hard, he had various temporary jobs with insurance companies and that sort of thing. But for a long time, he was an electrical engineer with Westinghouse.
Which grandfather was it who was interested in music?
This was my father's father.
Did you say he was a professional musician?